Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Glad to have you in the studio. Thank you for taking the time. What prompted the Quality of Life Committee? Is it long waits, people getting turned away at city council meetings?
What's really prompted it is the volume of traffic we get both through calls and emails in the office. And it runs the gamut from potholes to sewage and waterboard to curb cuts to homelessness, these issues that really predominate neighborhoods routinely and making sure that we're addressing those and addressing them the right way.
Those are the only issues? Are there other things that floated? I know those sound pretty common, but are there more complaints? I'd like this neighborhood to be this. How do I have that happen?
Well, there's what I call the writ large complaints. So dumping, for example, is something that happens citywide. Blighted houses, overgrown grass. Those are issues whether you're in Lakeview or Mid-City all the way to Gentilly and New Orleans East. And then, of course, there's what I call neighborhood particular issues. So, for example, in one of our neighborhoods, we have a peacock that frequents the neighborhood. And there's a couple of neighbors who aren't happy about it because the bird has a tendency sometimes to attack cars when it sees its own image. The purpose, obviously, in my view, is you can't do everything individually with certain neighborhoods, but it's trying to address these issues that people tend to think only affect their neighborhood that actually tend to affect a number of them.
City Council already has a Public Works Committee, a Transportation Committee, a Utilities Committee, and a Sustainability Committee. What will a Quality of Life Committee be able to accomplish in addition to those?
The view in constructing the committee was we're going to have all the district council people sit on it. It's the only committee that does that. And the reason for that is because we're the ones who tend to see the issues that occur frequently, and then also have regular dialogue with each other about what we're seeing and how it's playing out in our districts.
What happens to the information that you gather? What changes will you be able to enact? I mean, does it have the power to pass new policies, or is it more of a space for public input that then is directed to the appropriate committee?
Well, the hope is a little bit of both. One is My finding as a neighborhood leader and now as an elected official is that people tend to live in their own little boxes, even though we talk about New Orleans as being a community, and they tend to forget that issues that affect them affect other neighborhoods as well. And I understand why. This is my plot of land. This is where my dirt is. And so I want my neighborhood to be the best and to have the most amenities or is overlooked. But let's take something like overgrown grass, for example. If you go to Holly Grove neighborhood, there are places that it grows not just 2 or 3 feet in the air, but 8 or 9, and it's next to blighted homes. That doesn't happen in certain parts of my district, but it certainly happens in other parts of the city. And so the idea is to do two things. One, to start convincing people that the problems that they have in their neighborhood are not just about them, that they're really focused on the entire city. But then secondly, to your point, is to see if we can adopt some policy to address some of those issues. What I've seen in my short time in office is frequently there's a lot of rules on the books, and sometimes a question of just enforcing those rules that are there. Sometimes it's a question of either filling gaps or creating wholesale from whole cloth some new rules to make sure that we're having life that's better for people here in the city.
How do New Orleanians reach the Quality of Life Committee? How's that work?
They could do two things. One is certainly feel free to reach out to your district council people. We get a number of emails every single day. Certainly, I look at Facebook and Twitter as well when I can. But I think the biggest thing is we're going to try and have this committee once a quarter because we know that you could pick a million issues, but we really want to make sure that when we dive deep, and that people come.
Councilman Joe Giarrusso, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.